Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Cox for CCR House Bill 1198.
Clerk will read.
CCR to House Bill 1198 by Miller of the House and Johnson of the Senate, an act relating to the Oklahoma Health Care Authority.
Representative Cox, you're recognized to explain the conference committee report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This allows a transfer of stimulus money to the tune of $30 million to the Cash Management Improvement Act Fund at the Health Care Authority to cover their increasing expenses brought about by increased utilization secondary to our unemployment increasing from 2.8% to 5.5%. Move adoption.
Members, you've heard the explanation. Will there be questions? Questions on the conference committee report? Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for a question on the conference committee report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Cox, what strings are attached to the stimulus money?
There's a lot of stimulus money that's attached to providing health care for people of lower income families, and that is what this is for.
Representative Reynolds, for a follow-up.
Are there any commitments passed this year on the receipt of this money?
There are no commitments passed this year, although this agency is required by law to provide certain services, which, unless the federal law is changed, that commitment will remain.
Members, the House will come to order. Please take your seats or take your conversations outside. And please give your attention to Representative Reynolds. Members, the House will come to order. Members, the House will come to order. Representative Reynolds, you're recognized to ask a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I apologize, Representative. I don't think I asked that last question very well. I wasn't talking about ongoing commitments by the federal government to fund us, but I was wondering if there are any policies or procedural changes, statutory changes that the state of Oklahoma is going to be obligated to live by if we accept this money.
Not that I'm aware of.
Representative Morissette, you're recognized for a question on the conference committee report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, this bill started out as the shell bill for appropriations for the health care authority, and it turned into this. My first question is, where is the health care authority overall budget bill?
I believe that one is coming up in the next three bills.
Representative Morissette, for a follow-up.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Could you tell us exactly, and I'm curious about it, what exactly is CMIA programs?
That stands for the Cash Management Improvement Act, and that's just the name of the fund assigned by the Office of State Finance to their revolving fund where they keep their money.
Representative Morissette, for a question.
What exactly does that fund pay for?
Medicaid services, health insurance for people of 185% of the federal poverty level or less.
Representative Morissette.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. You will assure me that that fund does not pay for any part of the Focus in Excellence program in the nursing care program. Focus on Excellence. That this money is not in any way being used for that those services, for those bonus payments that Senator Coburn and I have been banging away about.
It is a dispersing fund for Medicaid. I do not know if that is used as part of the STAR program, as there are Medicaid recipients in the nursing home. I'll have to check on that and get back with you, sir.
Representative Morissette?
Well, if you might, sir, then would you be willing to lay this over on the table until we do have an answer to that?
I would not. Personally, I think that that program, although it may need some fine-tuning, remember this is the first year it's been in effect, it is designed to reward those homes that provide quality services with increased patient and family satisfaction. It's not a perfect program, but I'm not going to be willing to lay this bill over because of it. This agency needs this funding in order to carry out what the federal government mandates them to do for the rest of this fiscal year.
Representative Morissette, we're going to let you ask one more question, and then you can get back in the queue. You're recognized.
Well, would you believe that I have some serious questions about the Focus and Excellence bonus program, the nursing homes, and that because you don't have the answer to whether – I'm going to assume that the answer is yes, the money in the Focus and Excellence program could be coming out of this CMIA programs fund.
It is coming out of the health care authority's budget, so it may be.
Representative Dank, you're recognized for a question on the Conference Committee report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Speaker. Representative Cox, I'm a little bit confused and have been since I got out here about the inner workings between the Health Care Authority and the Department of Human Services. And I've been getting information from the Department of Human Services about the fact that because of the use of stimulus money and that the Advantage program for home health care services and that will ultimately be cut by some $54 million in this next fiscal year. Does that have anything to do with this budget? Will this funding funnel from the Health Care Authority into the Department of Human Services as far as the matching funds are concerned?
It does not. That has nothing to do with this bill, sir.
Representative Morissette, do you have an additional question?
Representative, this $30 million is a one-time payment, is that right?
That is correct.
Representative Morissette?
So in years future, if we're going to continue this, clearly the taxpayers of Oklahoma are going to have to pick up the tab, not the federal government.
We have stimulus money through 2011. It is our hope that with the improving economy by that time, we'll have decreased utilization, so we won't need this additional money at that time. Cross your fingers. There could be a black cloud on the horizon in health care in general.
Seeing no additional questions, Representative Cox moves adoption of the Conference Committee report. Will there be debate? There will be debate. Members wishing to debate in opposition, please press your red button. Members wishing to debate in favor, please press your green button. Following members will be recognized for debate. Debating in opposition will be Representative Morissette for 10 minutes, and debating in favor will be Representative Cox for 10 minutes. Representative Morissette, you're now recognized for 10 minutes, 10 minutes in debate in opposition to adoption of the Conference Committee report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The reason I asked the representative the questions about the Focus and Excellence Program in nursing home care, which we as part of this legislature passed in 2006, is that there's been between $13 and $19 million given to 31 nursing homes in the state of Oklahoma on the so-called statutory Focus on Excellence program within the Oklahoma Health Care Authority purview. I asked the question about laying the bill over because I wanted to know specifically whether that money was coming from this money. The answer basically is it's possible, yes, it's a shell game, add it all together, the money's coming out of there. The Health Care Authority is giving out cash awards to people for what I consider a substandardized or just an arbitrary scoring system that is below national standards. Giving out bonus money for substandardized nursing care is unacceptable, whether the money is coming from the federal government or the money is coming from state taxpayers. We need to be looking at that program. I had a hearing on this about, maybe a month ago, had some very, very disturbing people come in, testimonials from people that have loved ones in nursing care homes, and some of those nursing homes are receiving the Focus on Excellence bonus money. I'm asking folks, and that's why I asked to lay the bill over, to find out exactly where that money is coming from. I really didn't get a straight answer on this. So the real thing to do here would be to reject this CCR and find out where that money is coming from. And in that respect, if you care for loved ones, and if we do want to actually spend money on nursing homes that are above average, that have excellent ratings, that truly do, that's great. But this money is going to nursing homes that are substandard. Now, I've got to tell you something. I was just warned by one of my colleagues on this side of the aisle. Senator Coburn came out against this as well. So if he's against it and I'm against it, there just might be a woolly booger somewhere in the woodpile here. I'm asking you folks to reject the CCR at this point so we can get a legitimate answer to that question. I urge you to vote no.
Thank you, Representative Morissette. Representative Cox, you're now recognized for 10 minutes. 10 minutes in closing debate in favor of adoption of the CCR.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Morissette, I appreciate your concern about the STAR program for nursing homes. I disagree with it. I think the program is valuable. I'm not going to say it's perfect, but this bill deals with much more than that. This is the basic operating fund that the health care authority provides health care benefits to children, poor children, aged Oklahomans, disabled Oklahomans, and blind Oklahomans. This is the fund that pays the hospitals in your district. This is the fund that pays for the wheelchair for the disabled children in your district. This is the fund that the health care authority needs to operate on to provide those services that are mandated by the federal government for the rest of this fiscal year. The reason they need this money, again, is because when we approved their budget last year, oil was over $100 a barrel. Unemployment in Oklahoma was 2.8%. Well, we've all know what happened since that time. That fund is depleted. They need this fund to continue to operate for the rest of this fiscal year. Move adoption. Appreciate your support.
Thank you, Representative Cox. Members, you've heard the debate. The question before the House is, shall the CCR be adopted? All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please indicate by saying nay.
No.
The ayes have it. The CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
House Bill 1198 by Miller of the House and Johnson of the Senate, an act relating to the Oklahoma Health Care Authority.
Representative Cox moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeants will announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Representative Hickman votes aye. Representative Swartz votes aye. Representative Nelson votes aye. Representative Pittman votes aye. Representative McDaniel Genie votes aye. Representative Proctor votes aye. Representative Smithson votes aye. Representative Joyner votes aye. Representative McNeil votes aye. Representative Treblecock votes aye. Representative Wesselhoft votes aye. Representative Shannon votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change their vote? Representative Treblecock votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change their vote? Representative Miller? Representative Enns? Representative DeWitt? Representative Blackwell? Declare the vote.
87 aye, 8 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the bill to have passed. Representative Cox now asks that the vote on the bill be the vote on the emergency. Without objection, that will be the order. Declare the vote.
87 aye, 8 nay.
Having received 2/3 vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the emergency to have passed. Mr. Floor Leader.